From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome back. Today's question, should I start a blog? Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you want to do it? Are you doing it for personal reasons because you're a creative soul? I like writing myself, and I keep a web page for my book, Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know, and also a Facebook page for it where I post. But you know, I will tell you, it takes time and effort. Some other options for blogging may be your company intranet, or even if you have a small team, you could use a shared Google Doc. But you need a goal for writing a blog. And among them can be to share as much information with your team as possible, or to reach people you don't see every day, to recognize and congratulate staff, or to explain new policies or solicit input. That would be really good on one of those internally focused blogs. But the challenge of any blog is that they can sound more like management speak if you're not careful. And they could be limited by your legal or HR department's concern about sharing proprietary information. Now, blogs can also be a problem if you begin to use them as an excuse for not having the best kind of communication, which is face-to-face with your team. But all of that said, if you're a good writer and you have clear goals, and those goals are equally clear to your readers, that is, that this is intended to bring us closer, not be talking down to people, well, then I'd say go for it. And here's some important advice for you as a blogger. Find your voice. The best blog writers have a writing voice. It's a style that makes the messages interesting, fun, practical, insightful, maybe even irreverent. Perhaps you're illustrated by entertaining images. Remember that people's time is limited. They have lots of choices online, and if you're going to blog, have a great goal, a great voice, and know your audience. You also need to be prepared to commit the time, and you need a new mindset that's always on the ready to grab a cool photo. You know, you can use your cell phone camera or take notes in a situation that could make for an interesting blog post, again, for your internal or externally focused blog. Speaking of visuals, I need to remind you, beware of copyright. Do not assume that you can just snag images from the web as illustrations for your blog unless you have the copyright holder's permission, and that might require paying a fee. There is something called Creative Commons. You can look that up, and those images, Creative Commons images, are available usually if you give credit to the creator. I'm also a fan of a website called Canva, C-A-N-V-A, Canva. It lets you create your own images. Even challenged people like me who have no artistic skill can create graphics on that site. Now, it is important to keep in mind privacy and libel before you post anything about other people. In particular, if you're tempted to rant, step away from the keyboard and think it over. If your blog is on an internal company site, you should presume that it could become public. Post everything as though it would appear on the front page of your local paper tomorrow, and you'd be just fine with that. Now, this list of tips may sound more cautionary than encouraging, but it really is intended to remove obstacles for you, not create them. Blog for a purpose. Fun, transparency, brand building. Blog with a voice, with images in particular, because images draw people in. With respect for people's privacy and copyright, of course. But blog as though what you write is etched in stone as your digital legacy. You know, it may be helpful to scout out a few blogs before you start your own. See what catches your eye. See what gets your attention and keeps it. Because after all, the most important part of blogging isn't the author. It's the audience. I'm Jill Geisler for Loyola University, Chicago.